The Interim House Committee on Government Oversight held the first of two hearings Tuesday between the city of Moberly and the company Mamtech. Moberly looks to show it provided due diligence in approving the bonds needed to build the company's factory. In September, Mamtech informed Moberly it would not be able to fulfill its obligations to the factory. The city has so far refused to pay bondholders back to avoid having to tax Moberly residents. Committee member Sheila Salon says some paperwork submitted by Mamtech should have raised red flags. She says Mamtech stated on its building application that many drink companies in the area cannot meet their needs for artificial sugar.
There actually are Pepsi and Coke products out, and not to mention Crystal Light, which contains Splenda. So that's an untrue statement, and that is the reason why they're building the plant.
The company was expected to create 600 jobs over 5 years. Committee member Jay Barnes says the government needs to rethink how they use tax credits.
There's a lot of debate in the General Assembly about the use of tax credits in general. I think that tomorrow, I am willing as the chairman of this committee to make a statement to Director Kerr tomorrow that they need to stop what they're doing right now.
Moberly representatives encourage residents to attend the hearings. There will be another hearing Wednesday in the Capitol building in Jefferson City. Peter Terpstra, KBIA News.